Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Now, if you've been listening for a while, we've talked about an AMA session, which stands for Ask Me Anything.
Anything.
So the other person you hear is Chuck Allen himself. Chuck, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bobby. This is one of the most fun things we do are these podcasts.
Yeah, we love it. And one of the things that I think is unique about Sugar Hill Church is you often say you can ask me anything about anything.
Yeah, it is almost... It's almost shocking when people say, you mean anything? Like, anything, yeah.
Yep, so nothing to hide, nothing to walk away from.
Nope.
So today, there's one big question that we hear a lot, and people, oftentimes it's after a service where people feel like their heart's been opened up.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
feel a little bit more sensitive to what God wants, and they'll be like, man, I feel God pulling me into something. Mm-hmm. I feel, sometimes people use the terminology, I feel called to do something.
Right, right.
But they're like, I don't even know what to do.
Right.
Is that a platform thing? Is that a, I got to work full-time for a church?
Yeah.
And so I just want to ask you on this episode, what's some of the advice about how do you take some next steps and what does that look like?
Yeah, that's one of the questions I am fielded the most. I mean, people throw that at you and think, okay, there's got to be a formula.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a formula, but I do believe there are a handful of things that we have to grasp and understand so that we can have clarity. And the first one is that God does indeed call every follower of Christ.
Yeah.
They didn't become a follower of Jesus had they not answered that first call.
Mm-hmm.
Our first call is to the person of Jesus. Now, after that, I think it becomes abundantly clear what happens once we become a child of God, when we come into the family of God, we let the Spirit of God really just dwell inside of us. We turn Him loose to direct us,
yeah.
and our hands or feet naturally follow into the purpose of God.
Yeah.
And this is where I think it's interesting, because I see you do this a lot, that the purpose of God is always about people. His every agenda is, how do I redeem
yeah.
mankind?
Absolutely.
And so often when I'll have somebody say, well, I don't know what to do,
yeah.
my first thought would be, well, what do you really receive great fulfillment from? And maybe more importantly, what do other people tell you
yeah.
that you're good at?
Yeah.
I've found that God has this wonderful way when we connect to His purpose, He gives us a passion.
Hmm.
That I think we search for a passion when we don't connect to God's purpose.
Yeah. I think about when you're describing that, I'm thinking about what Paul said to Timothy. So
yeah.
Timothy's this young guy that's been thrust into leadership, trying to figure out, what do I do?
Yeah.
And one of the things that Paul says to him is, I want you to stir up that flame of God that's inside
yeah.
of
yeah.
you. This sense that in every single person, if you've said yes to Jesus, God has placed at least a gift in your life.
Guaranteed.
Often multiple gifts in your life.
Absolutely.
And if we're not careful, we won't do anything with them. It'll
right.
be like being given this amazing gift that we
yeah,
never unwrap.
Yeah.
And so Paul leans in and says, hey, that thing that's inside of you, stir
yeah.
that up, stir
yeah.
that up, stir it up.
I'm always reminded that when we are a part of God's calling, that it's never a path that's easy. Following God's path, I think oftentimes people say, I want to be called into the ministry because it's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. I love being with people.
Yeah.
And what I found is following God's calling is it's not like free-flowing water. You know, water will always find the path of least resistance.
Hmm.
But following the path God has for us
yeah.
is often the times we get splatted up against a rock or we
That's
drop
right.
off the cliff.
Yeah.
And in the brokenness of the fall, we get to understand more clearly what His purpose is in the calling on our life.
Yeah.
But you got to put yourself in a position where you're willing to fall.
Absolutely. God can use those broken parts of our life. God can use those
yeah.
falls in our life to help shape and refine
Absolutely.
His calling. Oftentimes people think, well, the moment I do what God wants me to do, it's going to be easy. But what we see over and over again in Scripture and in our own stories
oh, yeah.
is that whenever there's promotion on the outside, there's often opposition on the inside.
That is so good. When I've heard you say that before, it's really connected because it's true of my life.
Yeah. So just because we're doing what God says to do doesn't mean it's easy.
Exactly.
But it's still worth it.
Absolutely. And it's worth searching for it.
So if you're listening today on the podcast and you're like, where do I even start? I would encourage you to take Chuck's advice and maybe just pull away sometime today. Take about 5-10 minutes with just a blank page. Sit out in a rocking chair outside on the park bench or whatever and just say, God, what gift have you placed inside of
yeah.
me? What gift? And one great thing, one of the things that you're great at, Chuck, is spotting that in people.
Mm.
And so maybe you just need somebody in your life and just ask two or three people that you trust, hey, What do you see God doing in my life? Where do you see him at work? And stir that up.
And you know, on top of that, when we kind of activate our faith that way, what I've often discovered is that the Lord gives us great clarity, but part of that clarity is, do you want to do it when somebody's going to give you promotion for it? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it because someone, you know, pats you on the back for it? Or do people know I'm doing good things? I really believe that if you're called to do something in ministry, you're probably going to do it whether you do it institutionally or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with Bobby. Take the time and ask the Lord. He's not playing hide and seek with you.
Yeah.
His calling is relatively easy to find, but you do have to take a time where you quiet your soul and you perk up your listening and you spend time with the divine.
Yep. Let's do that today. So thanks for joining us for our first episode of Ask Me Anything. We're going to record more of these here in the future. So if you've got a question, a topic, anything that you want to ask about, just shoot us an email. My email is bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Chuck's is chuck@sugarhillchurch.com, or even easier, just email podcast@sugarhillchurch.com. But thanks. We hope you have a great, great day. We'll see you back here soon on the Sugar Hill Church
Weekday Podcast.